He who soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. Among the saints, doctors, martyrs, and virgins, all of the saints will have a manner of glory corresponding to their works, corresponding to how they sowed in the spiritual life during their time on earth. There will be an inequality in the reward among the blessed in heaven. But in spite of this inequality, all of the saints are perfectly happy. All of the saints are perfectly content. Because you see, the blessed in heaven love God. They love all things in and for God as He loves them. And thus, the inequality of the rewards of heaven does not cause any disheartenment among the blessed in heaven, but rather the blessed in heaven always rejoice in the glory that each of the saints have, because each of the saints give honor to God. Moreover, the saints in heaven will not be disturbed, they will not be saddened at the separation of those who are eternally lost to hell, because the blessed in heaven will see and understand the infinite justice of God. They will bless the divine will of God. Since they will be eternally united to the love of God, they will love God, and they will not be capable of loving anything which is not united to the love of God. The accidental happiness of heaven may increase with time. Every time another member is added to the ranks of the blessed in heaven, there is an increase of joy among all of the saints in heaven. Moreover, do we not see that the good which a person accomplishes in life continues to bear fruit, and even after that person's death continues to bear fruit? As you make effort in teaching your children virtue, in raising them up religiously, piously, having good character, having a life of virtue, do they not pass on those same qualities to your grandchildren? And so your effort continues to bear fruit. Now, just as the good works continue to bring forth fruit on earth, so also the good works of the saved will give an increase in accidental glory, even as eternity continues. And this is why we see and understand that there will be a general judgment, so that there will be an increase of accidental glory from all of the continued reward, for all of the continued merit which the saints had performed in their works during life. The reward of heaven is eternal. If the rewards of heaven were not eternal, it would not be a real and complete happiness. The blessed in heaven enjoy the rewards of heaven without fear of losing heaven, without anxiety of ever having a lessening of joy in heaven. Let us consider the lessons which we ought to gain by our reflection on heaven. When we meditate on heaven, we are preserving our soul against sin. In the book of Ecclesiasticus we read, "In all thy works remember thy last end, and thou shalt never sin." To remember heaven is a spur to vigilance. It helps us to have care in the spiritual life. We often think of the punishment for sin, of the just punishments which God has. And let us not forget the positive motivation of the reward of heaven. Thirdly, to remember heaven helps to support us in our penance and trials. And this last lesson should especially encourage us during this time of Lent, as the Lenten fast and abstinence is burdensome. Let us remember our sins. Let us realize that we undertake the penance in reparation for our sins. We also need to perform penance in order to fortify ourselves against sin in the future, and thereby to assure our final perseverance. We see then that without penance it would be impossible for us to attain the reward of heaven. Let us take encouragement from the saints. Saint John Chrysostom said that he would be willing to endure the physical pains of hell in order to possess God in heaven. Saint Adrian was converted to the faith and died a martyr through the thought of this eternal reward. Saint Paul was caught up to the third heaven, and he was altogether incapable of recounting the beauty thereof. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, what things God has prepared for those who love him. Truly, if heaven is gained, all is gained. But if heaven is lost, everything is lost. Yes, in heaven, we may exclaim with St. Peter, in transports of eternal joy, it is good for us to be here. And we may sing in the words of the Psalms, glorious things are said of thee, O city of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.